Yeah. Alrighty then, here we are. All people been messing with the controls. Who's been sitting in the big seat?
Yeah, probably left the heat on.
Wow, no wonder you can hear everything on the air. Pretty loud.
What?
I said I'm deaf, but yet it's pretty loud to me.
Oh.
Good morning and welcome. Happy, happy Monday. It is 6:08, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, so it is Monday, but we're going to make it great. You know why? Because early voting starts today. I want you out there voting every day.
Yeah.
Not the same person.
Well, I just vote like a Democrat early and often.
Well, yeah, we're better than that, though. That's the thing.
Yes.
That's what makes it a little tough.
Oh, man, that whole being the honest party stuff, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't extend it to the whole party.
Well, I was trying to be kind on a Monday morning.
You are. Yes. But anyway, no, we got to get out there. Got to get it done, man. Don't take any chances. Who knows what's going to happen? October surprise. Goofy terrorist attacks.
Funny you say that. I was talking to staunch Republicans yesterday, mm-hmm. and when I mentioned voting today, they were like, oh, no, because they're in that mindset of how all of us have been voting on Election Day. But come on, two hurricanes, chicanery from the other side.
You've got millions of illegals. Many of them might be very nice, but it only takes a few to create problems. And didn't we just uncover that there was going to be an attempt to do something on Election Day by some groups, right?
Yeah, the guy with the AK. And again, all you need is one person doing something at one polling place in the country, and it's going to scare people away.
Yep, 24-hour news cycle.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Get it done, please.
Yes.
All right. We've got a problem with the illegal immigration, and I think that the Democrats... I got to give them some credit, really. How were they able to pull this off? Pretty much the entire 4 years, they've had the borders wide open. And not just that, but they've been flying in people from all over the world, 110 or 15 different countries represented. Yeah, so what? You get a couple of hundred off the terrorist watch list. Okay, so you get 13,000 murderers. I mean, you know, beggars can't be...
What could possibly go wrong kind of scenario?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We know.
And then they would scurry in the dead of the night and plant these people into these smaller and, you know, kind of medium-sized towns. And they're told to blend in. It's interesting. I get an email that was forwarded to me that really spoke about that. And this was actually in North Carolina. And the reason that it's become so evident... You didn't recognize that there were kind of, you know, new people in the community as much until now. Everybody's waiting in line like for help, like for some food, you know? So they're seeing the pressure that's there because it's like, where did all these folks come from?
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And then I saw the story today in the New York Post where they do Logansport, Indiana. Kids are being pushed out of the schools after migrants swelled the county's population by 30%, causing everybody else pretty much to fall behind. These are thousands of migrants from Haiti and dozens of other countries that have arrived in this isolated Indiana city. Okay? 18,000 illegals. That is going to put a burden on the system. It's not designed to take in that many new residents, whether they're legal or not. Mm-mm. Furious residents say they no longer feel safe in their once sleepy downtown. Their kids are being muscled out of schools by new students who don't know English and need a lot more help. And they blame, and rightfully so, VP Kamala Harris and President Biden. And that's exactly where the blame should go. Do something. Our community cannot withstand this many people being here, says Candace Espinoza, 32. Yeah, people, Hispanics, are really outreach. These are the ones came here legally, you know, worked hard to, you know, work their way into the middle class in many cases. And they're seeing what's happening in the schools, and their own kids don't have an opportunity to learn. Nancy Baker, 44, mother of two, was more blunt about what she would tell Harris, get off my property. She says, I don't see how she can stand behind Biden the whole time, and then she keeps deflecting anytime they ask questions. Yes, indeed, we have seen her in action. It's not entirely clear how many migrants have arrived in Logansport, but Cass County Health Department Administrator told the Post that the surrounding area's population has surged nearly 30%. That would put the arriving number of migrants at more than 18,000. In a county that back in 2020 only had a total population of 38,000.
Well, if you look at it just by percentage, 30% of anything, big city, little city, that's a big chunk.
Yes, it is.
And somebody's got to support them.
Where did they find, what about homes? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, you can get temporary shelter, but for how long? Then they help to pay them to rent homes. What happens to the other people that are looking for a place?
And then the prices go up because of demand.
Yep.
Wow.
Another rough estimate from the mayor, Chris Martin, pegs the number of arrivals from the Caribbean, from Haiti, more 2,000 to 3,000 over the last 4 years. But that's the city itself, not the surrounding area. And as a former honor roll student, this one particular girl they're talking about, 16-year-old Cheyenne, because it's the daughter of the mayor, right? Anyway, former honor roll students' grades began to slip. Cheyenne gave up on Logansport High School and enrolled in an online homeschool instead. You can't just focus all your resources on one group of people and everybody else is falling behind.
Wow.
You wonder why these kids are getting frustrated and dropping out of school and getting bad grades. This is one town, you know, in kind of the heartland of America. This is like the typical, you know, small to medium-sized town, and they're being impacted to this degree. I shared with you what's going on just partially in these areas of North Carolina that have been hit hard by Helene. So these people are starting to see where are all these people coming from? They're kind of coming out of the woodwork, so to speak.
Yeah.
And there's communities all over the nation that are experiencing the same thing. But do you think the mainstream media is going to go around and do much digging and much investigative reporting and talk about that?
No.
No, because they know this is one of the easiest issues for people to make up their mind on. Wide open borders with all the crime, the fentanyl, the murders, the rapist, and the sex trafficking. Who can say yes to that? Only a complete moron. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're making Mondays great. Early voting begins today. Get it done. 97.3 The Sky.